Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. The state legislature's Judiciary Committee has a public hearing scheduled this morning in just about an hour on LD 2239, an act to designate school sports participation in facilities by sex. The summary of the bill reads, quote, "This initiated bill requires public schools and entities that govern interscholastic or competitive sports by public schools to designate athletic teams as for males, for females, or co-educational. Athletic teams designated for females must be restricted to students whose sex is female, and athletic teams designated for males must be restricted to students whose sex is male. Athletic teams designated as co-educational must be open to all eligible females and males. A female student may participate on a team designated for males if no team designated for females is available in that sport. Sex is defined as a person's biological status as male or female recorded at birth on the person's original birth certificate. The initiated bill requires public schools to maintain separate restrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, and other private spaces for each sex. A member of one sex may not be permitted to use a facility designated for members of the opposite sex. The initiated bill provides that an individual born with a biologically verifiable disorder or difference in sex development must receive all legal protections and accommodations afforded under federal law, including the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. The initiated bill provides a private right of action for a student who is deprived of an athletic opportunity or suffers direct injury because of a violation of a provision of the initiated bill. The initiated bill provides that separation of athletic teams and private spaces by sex under the initiated bill does not constitute unlawful discrimination under the Maine Human Rights Act, and that the Maine Human Rights Act may not be construed to conflict with provisions of this initiated bill," end quote. If passed, this would take effect on January 1st, 2027. The public hearing is expected to draw a crowd, and the Judiciary Committee has taken the unusual step of sending out an email alert with information for those who hope to testify this morning. Here's how that reads in part, quote, "Unfortunately, given the press of competing demands on members to attend House and Senate sessions, the committee has been authorized to hold a hearing during only a limited window of time on Tuesday morning. Committee members are eager to hear from as many members of the public as possible during that window of time, however. For this reason, the committee encourages all members of the public who wish to testify to bring a copy of their remarks in writing. This will ensure that committee members are able to review your written testimony in the event that you are unable to present your remarks orally. This will also ensure that the committee members who may have to step out of the room during part of the hearing to attend other business will be able to read through your remarks after the hearing," end quote. As usual, the committee will take testimony in alternating blocks of people testifying for, against, or neither for nor against, and time will be limited to 3 minutes per person. Typically, legislators speak before the public has a chance at public hearings at the State House, but in this case, the committee plans to hear from members of the public first. If you would like to testify over Zoom, there is a link to register to do that. If registration is still open, you'll have to check. That's at mainlegislature.org/testimony. The public hearing for LD 2239, an act to designate school sports participation and facilities by sex, is scheduled to start at 9 o'clock this morning in the Judiciary Committee room at the State House. You can find the live stream of the hearing and more information by going to legislature.maine.gov and clicking on the calendar, or go to today's Around Town Archives at weru.org to find the direct links. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.